and the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage. So here again, we see God revealing himself, and yet everything about him, there was none that could keep that law and obey him. And he compares that to Agar, Abraham's bondmaid, as compared to Sarah, who was the free woman. And he said this Agar in verse 25 is Mount Sinai in Arabia. Now, Arabia covers a large portion of the land over there if you look on a map. And somewhere in the middle, there was this mountain called Sinai. Actually, it would have been the same place where God was pleased to reveal himself to Moses in the burning bush. Another name given to it is Mount Horeb. And these were names that already were given to this particular mountain. It's interesting that Horeb, the meaning literally is a glowing or a heat, and seems to have reference to the sun. This is what those people of the day called it as they had their gods that they worshiped. And so this is a place where typically those of the day would have maybe given glory to the sun, but also the name Sinai, the wilderness of sin. It's not sin as in disobedience unto God, but it was actually a name that the inhabitants had given to that wilderness that paid homage to the moon. So sun and moon, as far as the people of the day, just like in Canaan when they went in, there all these people had their different gods. But it was here that the Lord was pleased to reveal himself unto Moses by the burning bush. And then 40 years later, when he brought Moses there again with the children of Israel out of Egypt. The heart. And I love this in verse 21. It's the word that makes us willing. Because here it says in verse 21, then they willingly received him into the ship. It's kind of humorous when you stop and think about it. Here's Christ on the water talking to them outside the ship, getting them calmed down. And it's almost like, hey, come on in with us. They willingly received him into the boat. And that's how the grace of God works, making us willing in the day of his power. That above all things, we need him. And here in verse 22, the Lord speaks to the condition of his people. God never judges just randomly, but there's reason. He says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Here when he says, my people are foolish, he's speaking that of the people of Judah, that he had, the national people that he had set apart to himself. And yet he describes them here as being foolish. And that's accurately diagnosing the problem. That's all of us by nature. But here, especially in their lack of knowledge of the true and living God, they had a notion as to who he is. And yet here, as that people that he had set apart, national Israel, and preserved to this point, he says they are sottish children. That's an old English word that means silly. It's like kids playing in imminent danger, and they have no understanding. It's pretty evident that the people of Judah didn't see themselves as silly children and without understanding, like people today in religion. They would take and apply this to somebody else. And yet, because why? People see themselves as wise in their own eyes. But here he says, they have not understanding, not of the true God. People think they know God. They think that they're worshiping him, but God must be revealed. Here it says they're wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. wise to do evil. Here they have a pretended wisdom, a profession, and yet not according to the truth. They were indeed wise, but in the ways of evil. And when it came to doing good, they had no knowledge. And that, again, describes any one of us until it pleases God by his grace to reveal Christ in us. We can never